Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. 3 o'clock hour of Hochman and Crowder on a Football Friday. And if you were listening to us in the last segment, Solana debuted his Don Bailey Jr. Joe Zagacki montage from this season. I am going to read some of the texts that we have received at 786-360-0790 because I was blown away by how good that was, Solana, and I am not the only one. Here are some of the texts. I have been involved in radio broadcasting production and imaging for more than 20 years of my life. My hat definitely goes off to Alex Solana for a fan-freaking-tastic job. Please tell him I said that. Thank you. Next one. Solana, you may have outdone yourself with that one. Followed by, that was awesome. I'm dying up here in Pennsylvania. The DBJ calls were comedy gold. Go Canes. Best ever, 100% unreal, crying while driving in the rain in Lake Worth. Good job, Solana. This is effing gold. This is unbelievable. You guys are killing me. DBJ calls might be the funniest bleep on this show. I am crying, bruh. This is great. I've got Apple Pan Dowdy on my mind now. It goes on and on. Solana, you killed it on that one. That was unbelievably well done. Well done by you.
DBJ brought it strong this year, Hawk, so I had to reciprocate that as well with this montage.
Well, you did so. You did so. That was really well done. We'll play it again today. We'll try to play it as many times as we can today. We have so much to do in this hour. Chris Whittingham is in for Channing Crowder. This hour, Lee Sterling, sports handicapper. He'll join us with his picks for the weekend. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru, will stop by, help you with your fantasy lineups for this weekend as well. Let me, before we do headlines here, let me get to the Miami Dolphins injury report. It's brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. Looking at the injury report here for the Dolphins. Listed on the report, a number of players. Game status, though, the only two listed as questionable are Solomon Kindley, who had a limited practice today, and Kyle Van Noy, who also had a limited practice. Van Noy listed with a hip, and Solomon Kindley listed with a foot. Denver Broncos injury report, I don't have today's yet. We just have yesterday's. And again, Drew Locke had a limited practice yesterday, but we did have that report. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald today retweeted a Denver newscaster who tweeted out, Drew Locke shuffling, rolling, throwing with touch, humming fastballs. What's the issue? He looks fine. And Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweets and says, Broncos say decision will be made Saturday whether Drew Locke starts Sunday versus the Dolphins. Brett Rippon is the backup. So with that being said, let's get the headlines here with Alejandro Solana. And almost time for the Pitbull alarm.
Whoa. I definitely would have had my mic on for that. Thank you very much for reminding me.
That's why I let you know.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports.
But now you're not going to hear the alarm. Do you need me to tell you when it's 3:05?
No. I got it.
All right.
Yeah. I'm on my game today, Hawk. All right. I'm on my
you
game.
You are, man. I ain't even lying.
He's buzzing after the reviews of his montage.
And deservedly so. I mean, when you're good, you're good. And that was good, man.
We'll start with some local news here, guys. Manny Diaz, head coach for the U. He tested positive for COVID-19, he announced via Twitter.
All right. And we know they're on a little bit of a delay here. They'll be back in December.
You just kind of wonder, like, what the full extent of the outbreak is, right? Like, I feel
it
like...
It seems pretty significant.
I know. And, like, reading as well today that Wake's got some issues in their camp. That's the Hurricanes' next game on December the 5th. Like, in 2 weeks' time, is this going to be resolved? And it's kind of crazy to say, in 2 weeks, you can't get this problem sorted. But we've seen, you know, programs and in other sports, it's a month sometimes before somebody comes back.
Right, and you've got the added intrigue of Thanksgiving vacation week.
Of course.
Yeah. It's 305.
Dale. God bless. Dale.
Continue on.
I like how the whole show came to a screeching halt so we can get that sound fired off.
Listen, 305, we don't play around on this show.
Dale.
I'm not going to say that.
We'll stick with some more local stuff here, guys. Tonight, Inter Miami. They'll play a play-in game for the MLS playoffs versus Nashville SC on the road in Nashville to 9 p.m. start. They, too, have been, I don't want to say plagued because it just seems wrong saying that, but the COVID-19 has certainly impacted Inter Miami going into this playoff game. Gonzalo Higuain, his brother Federico Higuain, and one of Inter Miami's better players, especially on the defensive side, Gonzalez Pires, they are all out with COVID-19.
All right.
It was interesting during the MLS regular season that, like, if you had two cases, like, that was the maximum that you weren't playing the next game. Apparently, they kind of changed their protocol. So now Inter Miami are going to give it a go, despite the fact they had at least, I think it was a total of five, but three kind of impact guys that ended up getting it.
Sunday, the Dolphins are in Denver to play the Broncos, 4:05 p.m. Miami, a 3.5-point favorite still.
All right, we'll get Lee Sterling's pick on that one in the next segment.
Where are you seeing odds for that? I feel like I can't find it, at least on my side.
Look on, my site doesn't have it listed either, and they won't probably until a quarterback's name for Denver, but Odds Shark tracks it from myriad websites, and there are sites that will always take action. The Dolphins game opened on Sunday night as the Dolphins plus one.
Really?
Quickly became Dolphins minus three and is teetering between minus three and minus 3.5.
Tomorrow, FIU at Western Kentucky, 2 p.m. Let's see if the Panthers can get their first win of the season here in mid-November.
Pause up,
since they beat the Canes.
The Hilltoppers.
It's amazing.
7.5-point favorites tomorrow in Western Kentucky.
Somebody texts in, as a 5-day-a-week, 4-hour-a-day listener, we all know that Solana will only take a nosedive from here. Yep. That being said, the montage was superb. He does. Once he gets a bunch of compliments, he checks out. He is done.
I just ordered some Uber Eats. Going to have a nice little lunch in a couple minutes here.
You going to stand outside and wait for him?
Yeah. Tonight at 6 p.m. at the conclusion of this show, NBA free agency technically opens. Again, at 6, teams can legally begin contracting players and enter into contract negotiations. I should have said contacting players.
Correct. And there goes the nosedive.
And
do you guys see there's billboards in Slovenia from the Heat for Goran Dragic?
About to get to that. Yeah.
Stunned by that.
Yeah, it's a great, great move by them.
Our friend Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, he tweeted out some pictures if you want to check those out. And in some NFL news, guys, Taysom Hill of the Saints, he will start Sunday against the Falcons, not Jameis Winston.
All right, very good.
Finally, guys, the smaller a man is in his pants, the more money he makes, according to a new study.
Got that right.
That doesn't seem like a correlation that makes any sense.
Yeah, I don't. And who commissioned that study? Come on, what are we doing here?
People with not very much going on in their pants, I'd imagine.
Anything else, Solana? It's all about the size of the wallet. Anything else, Solana?
Those headlines were sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here is your weather update from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida. 79 degrees, mostly cloudy right now. Sunny skies, though, outside. If you look up, tonight the lows will drop to around 72 degrees. That's your weather, Hawk.
All right, very good. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. Got some games on the docket this weekend. We'll get his opinions on those, so hopefully we'll win a little bit of money next year with Lee Sterling on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy-downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hock and Crowder.
I just said to Whittingham off the air, oh, we always sing Rhinestone Cowboy for Lee Sterling. So are you ready? Are you familiar with this song, Whittingham?
I'm not. Should I put up the
lyrics? What? Oh, my goodness. The Glen Campbell banger from the 70s. Crank it up here, Solana. That's how we bring on Lee Sterling. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Load of compromising. Come on, Whittingham. Road to my horizon. Look at you. I want to be where the lights are shining on me. Everybody, like a rhinestone cowboy. Woo! Anybody? No. Was that Dan Day singing along? Of course it was.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah. Whittingham is in for Crowder. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Dan Day loves that song more than anyone. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, he is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking a little sports gambling. He was 3-3 on this show last Friday. He is 19-11 in his last 6 weeks of appearances here on the program, and he is joining us now. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
Very good. How are you? You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. I mean, it turned out I have a quick COVID and gambling story mixed into one for you guys. So, gentleman who works for me on the weekends on Saturday, an attorney, name is Bruce. Well, his last name will remain, we're not going to mention his last name, but he comes in, attorney, and loves to gamble on games, and he'll play 30, 40 college games on a Saturday, and just loves the action. And so I get a message from his wife like 9 days ago. He's in the hospital with COVID pneumonia. And so we're texting back and forth after maybe the second day. And turns out, you know, we're talking about the games. And he's, I think, starting on Sunday, you know, he has a good Sunday. And we're going over the Maction games. And we're on pretty much the same side most of the games. He had a few extra games because he bets a lot of games. And so it turns out he texts me 2 days ago, and he says, I think they're just discharging me tomorrow. And I said, great. He said, well, I have a problem. I said, what's that? He goes, I won 11 straight games. What do I do? I said, I'm like, I think you got to tell him you're short of breath still. I mean, you got to stay there another day or two. Till the
not try as hard on the oxygen thing.
That is great, man. The superstition of a gambler will supersede anything. That is awesome. All right, I want to get through the games real quick here because we have limited time. But let me ask Whittingham. Before I ask you, Lee, I told Whittingham, because he's such a huge soccer fan, that I would allow him to give us a little handicap on the Inter-Miami-Nashville play-in game tonight. Inter-Miami, a big underdog tonight. They're plus 290. Nashville SC, plus 100. And Whittingham, who do you got?
Well, I'm looking at the odds on the MLS site. They're about commensurate with what you just gave, but the one thing that I might go for is either picking a draw on your site of choice or predicting the game to go to extra time. I think Nashville SC have played low-scoring affairs. The two games between Inter-Miami and Nashville this season have finished 1-0 and 0-0. Inter-Miami without a key defender and their key striker tonight, so I wonder if they'll try and lock the game down. If I was to make a couple of predictions, I'd go under, and I'd go draw this game going to at least extra time. And if you get a little extra for predicting the game to go to penalties, why not? Because I think there's a real chance that this game goes to penalties tonight.
There you go. A little handicapping of MLS. Now we get to the football stuff. So, Lee, FAU is playing tonight. Now, I enjoy some Friday night college football. Gives me a little something to do. FAU is a 33.5-point favorite over UMass. Are you playing this game?
You know, I would normally look at it if the line was under 30. I'd made the line 30, but it's up to 33.5. You know, UMass has played two winning group of five teams, Georgia Southern and Marshall. They lost 41-0 and 51-10. FAU is getting only 114 passing yards per game. We need some action. So we're going to go with the underdog UMass Minutemen here, plus 33.5, and hold our nose.
All right, we'll hold our nose, but we'll have a little bit of action. I have no qualms with that. How about, I'm going to ask you a couple, since there's no UM game, we know they're on delay here. FSU, tomorrow, they are getting 35.5 points from Clemson.
Clemson, I mean, they got to be angry. I mean, losing that game at Notre Dame, then they have an off week. They're getting Trevor Lawrence back, those linebackers. I think they're going to be looking for a scalp here. All you need to know is Clemson beat Georgia Tech 73-7, and Florida State lost to Georgia Tech. FSU's already cycled through four quarterbacks here. They've lost by 32 and 42 points so far this year. Blow out city. Clemson, they need to get in the top four. They're not going to let up. 63-10 over Florida State.
All right, fair enough. And then Crowder's Florida Gators, they are a 31.5 point favorite over Vandy on Saturday.
So no look ahead here. Another team that needs to get into the Final Four, and Florida needs to run up the score. Vandy, 35-point output last week versus Kentucky. I almost did a double and a triple take. Vanderbilt, the problem here, pass defense, number 88. I think their coaching staff is going to get dismissed at the end of the year. Last year, Florida had a 33-12 first down edge and a 560-128-yard advantage. This year, the difference between the teams is even more pronounced. I like Florida big, 60-17.
All right, and then let's look at the Dolphins here. Dolphins play Sunday. They're in Denver. Now, a lot of places aren't taking action right now because you don't know who the Broncos quarterback is going to be. From everything, though, that places are taking action is Dolphins -3. Do you like the Dolphins game?
Yeah, because even if Drew Lock plays, I don't think he's 100%. You know, he's got a rib problem. He's got an interception problem. It's his biggest problem going on here. I think his receivers are decent, but the defensive line I don't think is good enough for the Broncos. They also have some injuries in the defensive backfield. We'll lay the 3. We'll take Miami. I have them winning the game 26-20.
All right. We'll roll with the Dolphins for a little while. Why not? They've been fun. All right. Lee Sterling, website.
We're not going to play the FIU game, huh?
Well, all right. If you want to give Solana a little bit of love, go ahead. FIU is what, a 7-point underdog to Western Kentucky?
This is my must-miss game of the week. I'm going to take FIU. Western Kentucky's offense is almost as bad as FIU's. We're going to say Western Kentucky wins this game 9-8. We're going to take the points here in FIU.
How do you feel about that prognostication there, Solana?
It was better than last week where you told me FIU had zero chance to beat FAU, and you were right.
Well, he was correct.
Yeah.
He was correct. We won money on that. All right, Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. 3 picks of your choice, Lee.
We're going to go with 5, and we're gonna run through them. Ohio State laying 20.5 against Indiana. What did they do during the bye week? They didn't play Maryland. Most coaches, you know, they tell kids, hey, play it safe, don't get in trouble, come into the workout room, lift some weights. No, they had an 11-on-11 scrimmage. Ohio State's going to lay a beatdown on undefeated Indiana, 52-21.
All right.
Second college game. Auburn Tigers laying 10 to Tennessee. Tennessee's got a problem. They don't have a quarterback. So they're playing merry-go-round there. They just need more creativity also on offense. Auburn's starting to run the football, 200-plus rushing yards in each of the last 4 games. What does that equate to? Bo Nix is not throwing interceptions here. Auburn, I think they can get to the mid-30s here, and I don't know if Tennessee can score 20. I think Tennessee is desperate. I just think they're incapable. We're taking Auburn 34-17. Those are the 2 college football selections.
All right, what are the remaining 3?
We're going to go with two NFL and then an MMA selection. NFL, we're going to take Baltimore. Similar to last night, Seattle's defense was desperate. They had hit rock bottom. I think Baltimore's defense is that way. Do I think they're great? No, but I think they're good enough. We love going against Ryan Tannehill. Without his left tackle, Taylor Lewan, since that injury 5 weeks ago, they went from averaging 37 points to averaging 21 points. Ryan Tannehill from 69.9% completion percentage to 56.5%, and going from 274 yards per game passing to 189 games passing. It might be also special teams. Justin Tucker, maybe the best kicker in NFL history. Steven Gatkowski, the kicker for Tennessee. He's missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points. Give me Baltimore 34-24.
All right, and the next NFL game?
NFL is going to be, the last one is going to be Indianapolis. Indianapolis, they can play defense. I mean, if you look at sacks and you look at total yards, they're not in the top 2 or 3. But they make a lot of tackles before the sticks. They have the best linebacker maybe in the NFL in Darius Leonard. DeForest Buckner, a nice addition on the defensive line here. Green Bay's only played one good defense, and that was Tampa Bay, and Green Bay was held to 10 points here. And then on offense, what's the secret to beating Green Bay? Run the football. Last year, San Francisco in the playoff game ran all over them. I think with that offensive line, I think Indianapolis controls the game. 34-28, Green Bay.
All right, and what about MMA?
MMA, we're going to go UFC 256, light heavyweight fight, Paul Bearjew Craig. We've gone with this guy before.
And love the Bear
Paul
Jew.
Bearjew Craig of Paul not Boston,
the Bear
like
Jew.
The Inglorious Bastards, but yeah. Of Scotland. He's fighting Mauricio Shogun Rua of Brazil in a rematch from a year ago. The last time these two guys fought, Craig, who's much younger, he dominated the beginning of the fight, and he seemed like he was, you know, on his way to win, but for some reason kind of gave up his position. He allowed the MMA legend to sneak back into this fight for a draw. This time, I just think it's going to be different. I think Paul, who's 6 years younger than Hua, who looked well past his prime, I think he's going to be able to close the deal here. I expect a dominant win or a finish this time. Let's go with Paul Bearjew Craig to round out our 5 selections.
There you go. Website is ParamountSports.com. So tonight, though, because I'll be watching, tonight we like UMass getting the points from FAU.
And hold our nose.
And hold our nose. And you do, and I didn't write it down. The FIU game in Western Kentucky, we're taking FIU plus
FIU.
The points, right?
Yeah, you predicted a 9-8, Hawk. How can you not remember that?
Fair enough. All right, we'll do it for Solana. There you go. Lee Sterling, follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports, website ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee. That was a great story, by the way. Great gambling story. That's one that you share with your gambling friends. See you, Lee. That is Lee Sterling. We will shift gears into fantasy football in the next segment. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com, will join us. If you have a question, we will take a limited number of phone calls and or texts. 786-360-0790. That's the phone number for calls or texts, whichever you prefer. 786-360-0790. We'll get our fantasy football on with Jamie Eisenberg here momentarily. Before we do, BNT Impact Windows and Doors. I've told you this week, Solana had BNT out to his house. They've installed the PGT custom windows and doors where he lives. I speak from experience. I use BNT Impact Windows and Doors to install PGT custom windows and doors through my house. And I have to tell you, you reduce your stress level during hurricane season, which we are still in, by the way, ends officially here at the end of the month. But I always say, you're going to live here in South Florida for the rest of your life or for a long time. Hurricane season is coming. Year after year, you want to protect your home. You want to reduce your stress level when hurricane season comes around. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. And I would suggest to you, before the weekend is underway officially, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Make an appointment for early next week for them to come out, give you an estimate. Estimates are always free. And that way you get the ball rolling so that PGT Custom Windows and Doors are a reality in your home for future hurricane seasons. And it is a great feeling when they get installed. Give them a call, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football expert at CBSSports.com. He is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I overpronounce, I overenunciate, I can't stand it. Anyway, yeah. Here is Alejandro Solana.
Hock and Crowder.
All right, we'll do our little fantasy football thing here with Jamie Eisenberg. By the way, Fantasy Football Reports here on the radio station, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not? Jamie is about to tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. And if you have a question for him via text or phones, although I'm not going to take a ton of phone calls or read a lot of text, to be quite honest, but the number is 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. And I guess there's one big fantasy pressing question that Whittingham is bursting at the seams to ask you, Jamie, which I'm sure you've been asked a million times since the news came out today. But go ahead, Whittingham.
CBS doesn't have Taysom Hill as a tight end. What the hell?
He's not a tight end. What the hell?
That was more of a statement by Whittingham than a question, but go ahead, follow up.
What the hell is a question, is it not? So ESPN, ruled him to be a tight end, and he is eligible as such, and so apparently have flooded their app. Are you involved in the decision-making and why, in what determines Taysom Hill and what he is?
I didn't know it was going in this direction, Jamie. I had no idea.
You know, usually when Crowder's on, we talk about another former Saints great of Kobe Fleener.
Oh, now Kobe Fleener.
This nonsense. No, I'm not involved in the decision-making process, but I would have said he should not be a tight end because he's not a tight end. I mean, he may line up at tight end because Sean Payton is crazy and likes to do wacky things. It's cool if you're the one person in, and ESPN, I believe Yahoo is as well, allowing Taysom Hill to be a tight end. But there are 9 or 11 other people in a league with you that are probably really pissed off right now. So given the majority of people that are upset, I'm glad that we're on the side of people that are upset because it's not something that's valid. He should not be a tight end. It's not a position that he plays.
Do you know how the daily fantasy sites have him listed?
Yes. So DraftKings is smart, and they only have him as a quarterback. FanDuel, which is something you should take advantage of. And look, if you are in a league where he is a tight end, you play him at tight end because he's going to be the best fantasy tight end because he's a quarterback. But FanDuel allows him to be a tight end. So in all my FanDuel lineups, he's my tight end. He's going to be in 100% of probably everybody's lineups. But sometimes we say this a lot. You take the free space when it's available to you, and he's the free space this week.
I kind of like fantasy football controversy, right?
It adds a little life to it, doesn't it?
Every league needs something that sets off an email chain, something in the text thread. I love this.
I said this on one of our shows. Usually we're involved in all of this because we're doing something wrong. I think this is the one time we're doing something right at CBS. He's not a tight end.
Matt in Ocala. What do you have for Jamie Eisenberg?
Hey, Jamie, what's up? I got Todd Gurley or Damian Harris, CeeDee Lamb or DJ Moore, and then for defense, Washington, Indy, or Cleveland.
I'll start with the defense. I would go with Washington just because Joe Burrow takes a lot of sacks, and I think after what happened to them last week where they got embarrassed in terms of the defensive line, they'll bounce back. I still like Joe Burrow, but I think he's going to get hit a lot in this game. The running back, I'll go with Damian Harris over Todd Gurley. Neither guy catches the ball very much, but Harris is facing one of the worst run defenses we've seen in a long time with the Texans. And then now that we could have a quarterback change for the Panthers with Teddy Bridgewater doesn't play, I'm going to lean towards CeeDee Lamb. He had a good, you know, at least one full game with Andy Dalton under center, and the Vikings are not very good defensively.
Somebody texts in, for the guru, need a tight end, Thomas, Ebron, or Schultz?
I think Ebron's the way to go. You know, there's an easy thing to do with fantasy, and, you know, I've made a career out of this, so this is, I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain. When you look at your lineup page, scan across. If you see a J there for Jets or Jaguars, play that guy.
That's an excellent piece of advice right there.
One more as it relates to the Dolphins. Salvin Ahmed had a good week last week in that starter's role. If you ran to the waiver wire and picked him up, as I did, in kind of what tier, like what class of running back is he in terms of who are you starting Salvin Ahmed over?
I'd start him over Todd Gurley. I would start him over the Ravens running backs. I'd start him over Melvin Gordon and the Broncos running backs, the Rams running backs. He's a starter. He's got an opportunity here. You know, I wish they would throw him the ball a little bit, you know, and I don't know if that's a Tua thing, if it's a Chan Gailey thing. You know, we just don't know with the whole sample size of what Myles Gaskin would be doing, because in the one game that Tua and Gaskin played together, there was six targets for Gaskin, but I just don't know if Tua is just not throwing the ball to Ahmed at all. So that's the one thing that's missing. But, you know, the season tells you they've leaned on one guy. They've leaned on Gaskin. Now they leaned on Ahmed, you know, and I think even with Breida coming back, he's still going to have a good opportunity. The Broncos just gave up four touchdowns to running backs last week, so it's a great spot to have him this week.
All right, Solana, go ahead. What have you got for Jamie?
This is a must-win week for me, Jamie. Do you should I consider anybody that might be on the waiver wire right now? Josh Reynolds available for me to pick up, somebody I can play at the flex position?
Well, if you play on a different site, you can play Taysom Hill at the flex position if he's available. don't play LaVisca Chenault. He's on IR, or he's not playing this week, so keep him out. I know you've been a big fan.
Valid.
I think if you could find, you know, I'm trying to think of Michael Pittman, if he's available. He had 15 targets last week. You know, that's somebody that, you know, could be good if the Colts are chasing points. I'm sure if Josh Reynolds is your best bet. Look, he's been really good. It's just a tough matchup against Tampa Bay, so I just don't know what the expectation could be for him. Logan Thomas, you know, if you want to trust a tight end that's got six targets each of his last two games, and the Bengals have been bad against tight ends. It's just, you know, whenever you get these open-ended questions, it's hard for me to say who's available. If Josh Reynolds is the caliber of player we're talking about.
Solana, why don't you take a flyer on Antonio Callaway?
Maybe.
Or Jakeem Grant. I mean, you know, Jakeem Grant played well last week.
Yeah, he's
gone. Solana had given us an over-under yesterday, me and Crowder, on Antonio Callaway receptions for the season, over-under 5. And we both thought he was insane, but he maintains that Antonio Callaway will not be looked at this season, and we disagreed with him.
5 is a pretty easy number to take the over on, I think.
Yeah, one would think. I mean, they kind of made some moves to get him up there on the roster. Anyway, Jamie Eisenberg, you can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, Jamey. He comes on and he answers questions about fantasy football, but more importantly, he answers some very important either-ors. And because we won't be talking to you next week because of Thanksgiving, Jamie, we're only on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we're so loaded that we won't be able to talk to you. I wanted to give you our Thanksgiving edition of Fantasy Food Decisions. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. Oven-roasted turkey or deep-fried turkey?
Both, but let's go with deep-fried turkey.
You can't answer both. You know how this game is played. You couldn't do that in fantasy football.
I gave you an answer.
All right.
I like
deep
both,
fried.
But I gave you the answer.
Deep fried. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's the correct decision on that one.
I've never had white deep meat. Fried turkey.
You've never had deep fried
had
turkey.
Deep fried turkey. We only do the oven roasted.
Oh, deep fried turkey is a game changer. You can get it at Arby's, I believe. They've been advertising that for a while. I keep seeing that. White meat or dark meat?
Again, both, but I'm going to go white meat.
If you're going to say both on every one of these, it kind of takes away a little bit of the oomph when you give a decision.
But, see, the thing, I'm not picky when it comes to the turkey.
You have to pick one. It's like sometimes it, you know, I've got a Kobe Fleener or Gronk. I mean, you have to pick one. You could say both, but you got to pick one.
I did pick one. You're not listening. Apparently, this
but
is
you're
something
saying
that you
both first. You're saying both first, okay. And then that lessens it dampens your decision.
I'll give you the first, since I know it's important to you, and then we'll come back to both if I have to say both.
All right, white meat or dark meat?
White meat, but both are good.
Okay. Again, very too quick. Too quick on that.
Yeah.
Okay to gnaw on a turkey leg at the table, or that's not good form?
That is terrible form.
Oh, really? Okay, so you can't do that at Thanksgiving dinner, even though the turkey leg is very tasty.
Yes, that's a leftovers when everybody leaves. And the next day.
Interesting.
Wait. Yeah. So the contention is you can't eat a turkey leg? Like
you could eat it with a fork and knife, it sounds like, but you can't gnaw on it as if you were walking around Disney World.
You could eat a turkey leg, but don't sit there and gnaw on it. I mean, first of all, the word gnaw tells you it's disgusting, okay?
Right.
That word is disgusting.
So you have to eat it almost in a dainty fashion. You can't, like, try to get the marrow out of it with your teeth.
That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, that's where the flavor
is. That would
be
disgusting.
All right. Dinner rolls or buttermilk biscuits?
Dinner rolls.
Correct. Wow, I did not see that coming. Nice answer. Sweet potato pie is served as a dessert.
I think you've asked me that question probably.
I have, probably asked every year.
7 years in a row.
Every year. Sweet potato pie is served as a dessert, or sweet potato pie is served as a side?
As a side.
Correct. Crowder and I have had many arguments over this, but sweet potato pie is a side. Serve it to me as a dessert, and I'm going to question why your desserts are so bad. Do you agree, Whittingham?
I'm kind of mad that Crowder's not here, because I feel like Jamie now knows what questions are coming, and he knows the correct answers to give to not get into contentious arguments with you, because you've already yelled at him enough this segment.
Well, if Crowder was on the line right now, if Crowder was here today, he would have answered dark meat, not white meat, just to save himself from Crowder's wrath. I know how this goes every year. This is an unburdened Jamie Eisenberg.
You know what it is, though? It's funny. There was, you know, the shows that I usually listen to when you guys are on. That's a joke, by the way. I flipped over and I heard your dinosaur conversation. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I was hoping to get some dinosaur talking.
All right. And do you think man would exist if dinosaurs? What was the question again, Solana?
Would man exist if a comet or asteroid did not wipe out the dinosaurs?
So when I think you were talking to Clay Ferraro, if I'm not mistaken, when you asked him this.
Yep.
Poor guests on this
program. I know. Clay had no idea what he was walking into, but we got.
Have you seen Jurassic Park? They struggle now.
Right. So without all the technology, right? Yeah. So the dinosaurs would be roaming like squirrels right now, and there would be no man.
Of course.
Right. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. Raisins in stuffing, yes or no?
No.
Of course. Green bean casserole or mashed potatoes?
Oh, I mean, come on. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, interesting. Gravy on mashed potatoes or plain?
Plain with gravy on the side. Give people the choice.
Ah, interesting. You found a loophole there.
No, but how do you take your mashed potatoes? Do you put the gravy on your mashed potatoes?
Yes, but I wouldn't serve it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like gravy on mashed potatoes. I like, just give me the mashed potatoes. Dessert, pumpkin pie, or pecan pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, wrong answer. Sorry. Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade on TV or no? I do not watch parades on TV.
I do not watch parades on TV.
Oh, another incorrect answer. Two in a row from Jamie. Always have to watch Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
It is the least surprising thing in the world that you like the Macy's Thanksgiving
Day
parade.
Yeah, that's a family event. Jamie, you've got kids? Like, that? You sit down with the wife and kids?
It is only there as background television. Like, there is no, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's. you put it on.
Whittingham's a single man. He doesn't. It's not. He doesn't have a wife and kids in the house. If I was single, I wouldn't be watching a parade on TV either.
So you think for kids, it's engaging to see a giant Snoopy flying in the air?
Oh my God! I mean, just you saying it, I'm grinning ear to ear.
I mean, the Hockman household on Thanksgiving Day just has to be just a joy.
I want you to come over, Jamie. I want you to bring the whole family.
I'm watching CBS Sports HQ's fantasy build-up for today's football.
Football on TV.
We're basically neighbors.
I know. Football on TV while the Thanksgiving meal is being eaten or the TV is off?
I probably would lose my job if the TV was off. So it's the one loophole that I get at home is the TV always stays on when there's football on.
Very good.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the wife would go, if you miss a quarter, you're not going to lose your job.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're usually at somebody else's house most of the time, so it's also my excuse to, hey, I got to go watch
the game. You got to put the TV on. Absolutely. Finally, Jamie Eisenberg, who started Thanksgiving, the Pilgrims or Pusha T?
Well, I mean, you know, when you go back and you study U.S. history and you flip through the pages of any history book, there's one thing that stands out, and it's Pusha T.
Of course. Jamie Eisenberg, follow him on Twitter.
The dinosaurs wouldn't survive.
At Jamie Eisenberg, Jamey. Have a great Thanksgiving, Jamie. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
You too, guys. Take care.
All right, we got to take a break. 4 o'clock hour comes next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hock and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.